Track 11, David Clayton. David is going to take us to the island of Barra this month. Here he is.
I've just come back from a lovely train trip all the way down to Penzance in Cornwall. Stayed a few days, of course, and came all the way back again on the GWR rail service. And one of the things about it, I mean, the Cornwall scenery is lovely, but then as the train goes through Devon, it hugs the coastline. So the rail track is right by the sea. You've probably seen pictures of it. And when the weather is really, really bad, it is known that the track can be washed away. And it was a few years ago, but it was okay when I went. And you go right by the sea. There's a sea wall and just beyond it is the sea. And the train goes through the cliffs in longer and shorter tunnels. And it is a beautiful, beautiful trip. I think probably one of the best in the country. And I think is often voted as such. And it reminded me that years ago I did another trip, not by train, but by plane, making a programme for Radio 4 about regional airports. And we decided that one of the regional airports we should try is a really small one. And it was famous because the planes landed on the beach on the island of Barra. Now, Barra is in the Outer Hebrides. You fly there from Glasgow. And Loganair, the airline Loganair, do the service and do quite a lot of island-hopping flights to help people get on and off the island, not just tourists, but people who live there. So to do the actual story of landing on a beach, I had to travel there from Glasgow Airport on a plane called a Twin Otter. I think it had 16 seats and one cabin crew, and you could see the pilot sitting up front. A Twin Otter is what it was called, and the cabin crew always jokingly referred to it as, yes, we're getting aboard the Twotter. We laughed. Anyway, Twin Otter, Twotter, you see what they were doing. And Barra's got about 1,000 inhabitants, or it certainly had when I did the story, and is famous for the location of the filming of the lovely Ealing comedy called Whiskey Galore, when a ship founders on the rocks and is carrying whiskey. You've probably seen it. If you haven't, go and find it. It's a lovely, lovely film. Also, it's famous because Private Fraser in Dad's Army always used to claim, fictionally, that he came from Barra, which he called a wild and desolate place. Anyway, I'm going to land on the beach in Barra with some other passengers in this small plane. Couldn't believe what it was like, and it is the only scheduled beach landing service in the world, apparently. Of course, the times vary, because you can only land when the tide is out. So we flew from Glasgow across some spectacular scenery, some beautiful seascapes below. Obviously, it was a fine day. Landed on the beach in Barra, and the plane's coming into land, and you don't quite know what to expect. Obviously, it's hard sand. Well, it's a cockle shell beach. And as you land, you can hear all these little cockle shells hitting the underside of the plane. Not a sound you will hear on any other plane landing anywhere else, I imagine. So I got the sound of that on the tape recorder and then interviewed the passenger sitting next to me, who was a Barra Islander who uses it as a commuter flight, and asked him what it was like doing this regularly. Well, he answered, and I sort of took the tape away and we got it back to the studio, and it was such broad Scottish we couldn't understand a word of it. But I loved it. We landed on the beach, and of course, again, a little later, I took off from a beach. And the scenes outside the window of the plane, just beautiful. Now, I was chatting to the air crew who kind of work on this plane, and they said, oh no, it's very important, this island hopping ferry service. She said it's vital to the islanders. She said, you know, we've even had a baby born on the plane in flight. I said, really? Couldn't get the lady to hospital in time. It was a little boy. They christened him John. His surname was Ayres, A-Y-R-E-S. But because he was born on the plane and the air hostess helped, they christened the boy John Logan Ayres. Now, he'll be grown up now, but somewhere on Barra or around Scotland is a lad called John Logan Ayres, because he was born in the air on a Logan Air flight, and will forever carry the name to remind him of that.
Thank you, David.